The Troy Rehabilitation and Improvement Program, also known as TRIP, is a not-for-profit grassroots organization created in 1968 to assist low- and moderate-income families in Troy to achieve the dream of home ownership. TRIP's fourth annual Take a Sip for TRIP fundraiser will take place on Thursday. That's the 9th of June. And here to tell us more, we welcome Christine Nealon, who is TRIP's executive director. Christine, thank you very much for being with us. What a delight to have you on the program.
Thank you so much for having me.
Very nice to have you here. So give us a sense of, I mentioned it in the introduction, but what exactly you do to help people achieve that dream of home ownership?
Sure. TRIP is here so that we can connect individuals and families with the resources and knowledge they need to live in desirable homes and to help us build sustainable communities. And we do that in a number of ways. We have three major areas of assistance. First is our rental and property management. We own a number of units, both at fair market rent as well as subsidized levels for individuals living in and around Troy and Rensselaer County, and a few that we help to manage in Albany County.
Excellent. What are the challenges in achieving what you do? And I assume there are just challenges that are inherent in what you're doing, and then there are the challenges that come from just being in the community that you're in.
Sure. So there are a lot of challenges that we face, and we do that with the assistance of our communities guiding us. And that's another one of our areas of business, which is our community development, where we engage with our community and neighborhood groups, talking with folks who both live in our units as well as the individuals who live as our neighbors to identify the need for safe, affordable housing and some of the barriers that go along with that. So as people experience underemployment or unemployment, certainly they're struggling to find housing that matches the amount of income that they have coming into their households. There are lots of vacant properties in their neighborhoods, which attract a certain amount of negative attention in their communities. We have schools that are working hard to operate within the resources they have to address the need for education. So there's a series of challenges that everyone faces in all communities, but certainly in the communities we're committed to helping, those challenges are greater.
So this is why you need a fundraiser. So you're having your fourth annual Take a Sip, which is Take a Sip for TRIP fundraiser, and it takes place on Thursday. That's the 9th of June. How does this work?
So Take a Sip for TRIP is a really fun event where you get to come. There's no formal program. We just walk around and get to chat with each other while...
I like that.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Beer and wine vendors, as well as this year we've added some spirits from around New York State, join us and provide their product for tasting. So you get a little cup and you get to go around and taste all of the things that normally you might not encounter.
Sure.
And so it's really fun, and that is mainly to support all of our programs, but especially our homeownership center, which is our third area of business. It's lots of people know TRIP for our homeownership center and our education programs. We provide everything from orientation to intensive counseling, our Spend Smart financial education program. We have a landlord education program. So all of the things that help people work towards attaining homeownership in their communities is something that we have to offer.
I love the idea of a landlord education program because this allows people to know what they're getting into, right?
Yes, and an ounce of prevention goes a long way. Sure. when you're a landlord.
And are they open to that generally, or are the landlords I mean, they want to follow the rules, right?
Yes. So we get two groups of people joining the landlord training. One, we certainly encourage folks who are already in our home buyer education program considering a multi-unit property where they would become landlords to partake in the landlord education program. And then we also get landlords who have struggled and found themselves in situations that they didn't know what to do, and they seek us out after the fact.
Okay. And without getting overly personal, but is some of that court ordered?
I haven't encountered court order,
okay.
But certainly
right.
Court
suggested.
Recommended. Yes.
Okay, got
yes.
it.
Yes.
Understood. So, well, and then when you put all of this together, I assume that this is you have the case that most nonprofits have, which is that the need is greater than what you were able to accommodate.
Yes. And we get a lot of support from the stakeholders in our community around the Home Buyer Education and Homeownership Center. But the need far outweighs the demand and what we have. And so we always need assistance. Hiring a counselor and educating them is very expensive. However, the benefit of that is that we prevent individuals from foreclosing on their properties. A number of people who haven't gone through our educational program come to us and seek assistance because they're early on in the foreclosure process, and we're able to prevent that. So we engage at all different levels of the home buyer process, as we've discussed, and it's important for us to maintain our levels of funding and education.
As I've mentioned, you've been around since 1968, and in the last minute that we have together, I assume you also go through the ebbs and flows of the housing market then.
Absolutely. In fact, we have added a number of affiliates to TRIP, one of them being the Rensselaer County Housing Resources affiliate, which allows us to serve more than just Troy, and we are able to reach out into all of Rensselaer County with rehabilitation programs. So through those ebbs and flows, we follow and meet the demand as needed.
TRIP stands for the Troy Rehabilitation and Improvement Program. Their fourth annual Take a Sip for TRIP fundraiser will take place on Thursday, June 9th at the Hilton Garden Inn in Troy, New York. Links will be posted along with this interview at wamc.org/roundtable. wamc.org/roundtable. Christine Nealon is TRIP's Executive Director. Christine, a great pleasure to have you on the program. Thank you very much for being with us.
Thank you so much.
You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.